As the situation at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant seems to become more dire, U.S. experts are weighing in.
In a comparable situation in the United States, we would have issued evacuation instructions to a larger distance away from the plant.
The chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory Yasko, seems to be suggesting the Japanese could do more to keep their people safe.
As Americans begin to evacuate Japan, questions remain about whether or not we're getting the full story out of Tokyo. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 17th. St. Patrick, you're not wearing any green there, John.
No, I'm not. I don't believe it.
But happy St. Patrick's Day to you, anyway.
Yes, indeed. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We go to Japan now, where the U.S. seems to be offering Americans in Japan a way out.
We are making arrangements to bring a couple of chartered aircraft into Tokyo for both the official U.S. government family members who have chosen to leave and for any American citizens who might need assistance.
It's Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy. It comes after U.S. nuclear officials are saying the levels of radiation at the Fukushima plant are even more dangerous than the Japanese government has indicated. Following the news, we're going to take a look at the sort of spin control of the Japanese government and whether they're being completely candid with the Japanese people. The Americans are advising citizens of this country to stay at least 50 miles away from the plant. Meanwhile, emergency workers at the plant are turning to combat-style tactics to try and cool down the overheating reactors and spent fuel pools. The Japanese army tried dropping water from helicopters onto Reactor 3, which has been releasing radioactive steam since yesterday. Didn't work because the wind blew the water off course. Then they brought in water cannon, like the ones used by riot police, but couldn't get them close enough to the reactors because of the high radiation levels. Operators are now racing to finish a new power line to restore electricity to the Fukushima plant to get the regular cooling systems that have been offline since the earthquake back online.
Joining us now from Tokyo is Reuters correspondent Dan Sloan. What is the situation like in Tokyo, especially in light of what they're predicting will be even more widespread electricity blackouts?
Well, certainly that comment or the potential for blackouts, and I've already experienced them in the countryside where I spoke to you yesterday in Chiba. You know, in Tokyo, you have such a greater concentration of people on any given day, 13 million plus all the commuters. What has happened is we've seen the kind of locations actually try to limit their own energy use to begin with. There have not been actual blackouts yet, but the rail lines are operating at half or a third of their normal frequency. That obviously means people are not going to get in and out of the city as they need to. Nobody particularly wants to be stuck, worst case scenario, in between, not at home and not at work. So Tokyo is kind of a ghost town to some degree relative to its usual action. The power outages, as I was indicating yesterday, I think are expected. You know, the people kind of are happy or willing to endure that, if it ultimately contributes to, the energy grid for the rest of the country and particularly the Northeast, where this tragedy has most greatly affected life, it is in any way aided.
That's Reuters correspondent Dan Sloan speaking to us from Tokyo.
Scientists at the United Nations are tracking a radioactive plume that's headed to the United States. They expect it to reach Southern California sometime late tomorrow, but it will be a diluted radioactive cloud. The UN Security Council expected to vote today on whether to impose a no-fly zone over Libya, and four journalists with our partner the New York Times are reported missing in Libya, last seen on the Eastern Front on Tuesday. Looking at markets, Asian markets down, European indices up, futures up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,613, 1,256 for the S&P, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,616.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.